Sergeant Sean Glantz was admittedly caught on camera when a man refused to allow the deputy to search his car. Reports indicate Glantz approached two men he said walked out of the woods to their vehicle, which was in the parking lot of a business near the Walmart in Half Moon Friday afternoon. Glantz says he noticed a .22 caliber rifle on the back seat and then saw the pair, who were wearing dark clothes and acting suspiciously. The altercation was recorded by one of the two who videoed the encounter.
So if you have nothing to hide in there, we're just gonna check.
All right.
Be on our f***ing merry way.
All right.
Understand?
Yeah.
F***hole.
Mm-hmm.
In the clip, an off-camera slap is heard as Colin Fitch tells Glantz he is not resisting arrest.
I'm not resisting.
Fitch spoke about the incident with News Channel 13.
We were walking around Walmart for about 20 minutes or so. Then the two sheriff deputies approached us. They asked us our names. We told them our names.
Fitch acknowledged Glantz inquired about the weapon in his vehicle.
I said, yeah, I do have a rifle in my backseat. I use it for target shooting. I don't hunt or anything.
Glantz, unaware he was being filmed, threatened Fitch's passenger.
That was intense.
You like that, huh? I can get a lot more intense.
Can you slap me around?
Yeah.
You will.
Rip your f***ing head off.
Glantz tells the Times Union had he known he was being filmed, he would have behaved differently. Sheriff Michael Zerlo on Saturday told the Times Union he was very disturbed by the images he saw. Glantz told News Channel 13 that there's more to the story than the small clip of video and said he would explain his side later. Justice Send Development Campaign has put an online petition at change.org asking Saratoga County District Attorney Karen Hagen to arrest Glantz. As of 11:30 a.m., more than 1,300 people digitally signed the petition. Sheriff Zerlo did not return a call for comment to WAMC. Melanie Trimble is the chapter director for the New York Civil Liberties Union Capital Region Chapter.
The video clearly shows a police officer out of control. The Saratoga Springs Police Department has done the right thing by suspending the officer without pay. We encourage the department to conduct a thorough investigation into all officers' behavior to ensure that they are conducting themselves in a professional manner when dealing with New Yorkers.
Glantz reportedly has been in a tight spot before. In 1996, he was the subject of a $60 million lawsuit filed against both the county and the town of Wilton after he lost control of his patrol car and collided with another car. It was determined that Glantz was driving three times the local speed limit, more than 60 miles an hour at the time of the crash. Douglas McEachron, a father of six, suffered a traumatic brain injury and lost his sight. A $6 million settlement was paid to his family. A jury found Glantz to be negligent, but he was not required to pay any part of the settlement. In an odd twist, Albany area television station CBS6, as of Monday morning, began blurring Glantz's face in the video. A station spokeswoman says the parent company in Maryland ordered the faces in the video blurred out. A call to Sinclair Broadcast Group's legal department was not returned. Citizen clashes with police have come under increased scrutiny thanks to Ferguson. Alice Green, executive director of the Center for Law and Justice in Albany, says young people who come into contact with police officers on the street, in cars, and sometimes in their homes need to understand what their rights are.
Because many times, especially with young people, those contacts can escalate if the person does not know how to manage that contact with the police. Our program is geared towards young people, but we're also encouraging parents and others to be involved in learning exactly what the police can legally do and how you should respond to contact with the police officer. We have a new DVD that we're showing, which looks at 10 ways to handle a situation with police, so that contact does not end in an arrest or any kind of confrontation where the citizen always loses.
There's more information about the program Legal Rights for Young People at WAMC.org. Glantz graduated from Saranac Lake High School in 1984, served in the Marine Corps, and worked for the Saranac Lake Village Police from 1988 until 1995. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.